And undoubtedly, you've seen pearls before, maybe on a necklace or some beautiful earrings. And you've probably heard the story of how pearls are made. Maybe some of you haven't, so I'll inform you today. Pearls come from an animal, some kind of creature that lives on the ocean floor, an oyster or a mollusk, something that clamps down on things. And they create pearls when something foreign is introduced inside of them. Maybe it's a parasite that makes its way into the oyster, or even a grain of sand. Something so small as a grain of sand makes its way into the oyster. And it's an irritant. It's something that's foreign. It's something that the mollusk, the oyster, doesn't like. And so it defends itself against this foreign substance, and it starts secreting this substance that coats the grain of sand. It coats it over and over and over and over again. And so that little piece of sand, or that little parasite that found its way into the oyster, over time becomes what we call a beautiful little pearl. Something that might go pretty high on the market these days. Something that divers go and search for. They look for those mollusks, those oysters, and in search of those pearls. But it started as an irritation. It started as something not desirable. And I think this happens often in our lives too. Maybe it's something small. Maybe it is something physical. I got a hangnail, and it's the only thing I think of throughout the whole day. I keep snagging it on things, or I burn my tongue, or something really, really small that just keeps eating away at me. Or maybe it's some kind of irritation that comes from the outside, maybe some relationship or some coworker. Maybe it's something a little bigger than that. Maybe one of your favorite pets dies, and it's this pain. It's this suffering. Maybe your favorite sports team loses well before anyone expected them to, and they get knocked out of the tournament, just hypothetically. These little pains, these little sufferings. Or maybe it's something even bigger. I don't want to trivialize these. Maybe it's some kind of pain in your marriage, some pain in your family, some relational suffering. Maybe it's some serious physical ailment, or someone close to you dies, or there's some catastrophe in your family or in your country. These things that happen that are introduced to us as irritations, as sufferings, as painful moments, and we mill over them over and over. It's all we can think about. They consume us like that little piece of sand inside that oyster. And we can ask ourselves the question, is God here? Does he notice? Does he know what's going on in me right now? How hard this is? And we as people of faith can answer certainly, yes. God does notice. Nothing escapes his notice. If it's important to me, it's important to him. Even something so small as a hangnail or my sports team losing. If it's important to me and it's causing some irritation or some suffering, the Lord is ready to be there with us, to be there to sustain us, to comfort us, to console us. We hear about this all throughout the scriptures, that the Lord is near. He's close to those who call out to him. And when the people were in the desert, after they had left slavery, they encountered trial after trial, and the Lord was near. We hear today how he provides for their thirst in their great suffering, in their great need. He makes water spring out from a rock. And they were asking this question, is the Lord in our midst or not? Is he here or is he not? We're experiencing pain and suffering. We wonder, had it even been better had we not left slavery? But the Lord provides. The Lord shows up and he says, yes, I'm here. And I'm going to keep being here. I'm going to keep following you. I'm going to keep sustaining you and giving to you exactly what you need. But when we find ourselves in that place of want or suffering, I think we're really driven into two different experiences or expressions. In one, we can be like those in the desert who clamored and cried out and hardened. We heard in the psalm today, they hardened their hearts. Forgive the expression, they clammed up. They became callous. They shut out what the Lord wanted to bless them with. And that's one place that we often find ourselves. When things are tough, when things are painful, when we experience suffering, we can clam up, we can harden, we become calloused and scarred and actually exclude the Lord. We exclude the blessings he wants to show to us in those places. But in the other place, we can see these as openings to the Father, openings where the Lord wants to bless, openings where he wants to show up. I like to think of it as the heart. The heart is a structure that doesn't have any holes in it except the ones that are supposed to be there. But if it's pierced, some kind of damage is done to it, it now has a wound. It has this vulnerability, which is not such a good thing. But our Lord actually wants to come to that opening. He wants to come to that pain, that wound, that suffering that opened up in my heart. And because there's the opening, he can actually enter it now. That these pains, these sufferings, these wounds can be places where the Lord enters. And this is exactly how I would encourage us to receive the little pains and the big pains of our life, the little irritations and the big irritations, that they would be like those little grains of sand, so small, that get worked on and converted and transformed into beautiful little pearls. St. Thérèse of Lisieux, I think she had this supernatural ability to receive things in this way. She was in that convent for so many years, died at the age of 24, and anytime she had a little pain or a little suffering, she didn't clam up or become callous to it. She rejoiced in it. Anytime some kind of suffering came her way, she delighted because she knew it would become a pearl that she could offer back to God. Anytime something didn't go her way, she got giddy. Here comes another pearl that I'll be able to give back to the Lord. What if our lives became those little places of conversion, that these little irritations were changed by God's grace into beautiful things that we could offer back to him? The woman at the well today, she had to experience the Lord in this way. She carried so much pain, so much shame. She was physically thirsty, but her soul was thirsty for a Savior. And Jesus came into the midst of that. Jesus came into her life in a transformative way. And he said to her, I am the one you're searching for. I am the one who can transform you. I am the one who notices you. When no one else notices your pain, I notice it. And so Jesus became for her that life-saving remedy, that living water by which she could have access to the Father. So let's welcome the Lord into those places for us. Specifically for those to be baptized and who will go through these scrutinies today, I invite you into a deep way today of conversion to recognize those sufferings, those little inconveniences, those little places of irritation, that the Lord would come to you and that in preparation for your baptism, he would prepare a way. So let us welcome him today and invite him into those places of trust.